Job 14. I have long forgotten about what I was going to preach this evening. I was up in the house and I thought, I'm going to preach something different, and now I'm not going to preach it. Just a thought. That's all I want to leave you with, and a personal illustration, and then we'll be closing the meeting. You'll know from experience I don't keep people long here. We start the meeting on time, well, as close as we can, if Ronnie will let me out of the wee room, and then we try and finish on time. That's what we try to do. But I come to Job 14, and I'm not going to preach, but Bob has got me to think of these. He's mentioned death quite a bit this evening. Not a subject we like to talk about, but it's all around us. And there's a number of things I'm just going to throw out with you and then finish with a personal illustration. It's Job 14. Look at verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And that's true of all of us tonight. All of us were born of a woman. That means we're born in sin. And so that creates a problem for you tonight if you're not saved. And it doesn't matter whether she was a rich woman, a poor woman, a Catholic woman, a Protestant woman, a Baptist, a Presbyterian, a Free Presbyterian, or a Brethren, I don't care. If you're born of a woman, you're born in sin. And so that's where you are this evening. Then look down to verse 5. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. I called to see someone yesterday who's fairly elderly. He's coming near eternity. And then we heard the tragic news about that dear young Christian who was killed in Ballymena, just 25. A neighbour lives beside my mother who's ill at the moment. He's 103. And there's someone 103 and someone at 25. And these are things we don't understand. But this verse says, God has appointed a time. Our bounds, if you like, in verse 5, that you cannot pass. God knows when you're going to die. And you're not going to live one day longer. It's appointed unto man once to die. It's an appointment you'll keep. I have an appointment with a dentist on Tuesday. I've tried my best to get out of it. This is the second attempt. I'm tempted to ring them on Monday and bluff it again, but I think I'm going to have to go. I don't want to face her at all, or him, but I may have to do it. But death is an appointment you can't skip. And so that's the reality this evening. No matter how young you are, how old you are, it is appointed unto man once to die. But here's the key in verse 10. But man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? And this is the crucial point this evening. There's no doubt we're sinners. There's no doubt we're going to die. But here's the question. If you were to die tonight, where will you be? You see, look down to verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? Yes, he shall. If death were the end, we wouldn't need meetings like this. If death were the end, we wouldn't need a gospel meeting. But it's not the end. Because there's something after death. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And after death, you're either at home with the Lord in glory, or as Bob has illustrated this evening, you're in hell. And you'll be in hell for all eternity. And so there's an appointed time given to your life. You may get 70, you may get more, you may not. But when your day's up, your day's up. And how you die will determine where you'll spend eternity. Will you die in Christ or die out of Christ? It'll either be heaven or it'll either be hell. And the Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary. And there he died and took the punishment for your sin and my sin. Let me put it this. He took our hell when he died on that cross. And he wants to give you his heaven. He took our sin and he wants to give you his righteousness. And it's an offer you shouldn't be able to refuse. If you refuse, then you're going to go to hell and you're going to suffer for your sin for all eternity. Madness to reject the Savior tonight. And I believe the Lord has you here for a purpose tonight. And because he's no fool. And God doesn't bring you here to make a fool of you tonight. He wants to save you tonight. When we were in the United States, we were traveling home. And we arrived at Washington Airport and the flight had been delayed. And we were on a tight schedule to try and get the connecting flight in New York. Really wanted to get home. Wanted to get home to see the family. And so it was close, but it seemed all right. He said the flight was delayed. I can't remember the time, 30 minutes or something like that. But we were still had a bit of time. We were okay. And so eventually we get on the plane. And then he says, you're going to have to get off. We've got a flat wheel. And so all the luggage had to come off. All the people had to come off. And then they had to fix the flat wheel. Now, I'm no good at flat wheels, but I nearly would offer to give them a hand to try and get her going. They said it's going to take an hour to fix this flat wheel. An hour later, on the plane again. Ready to take off. Got the engines fired up. Next thing, cut the engines again. Says, I'm sorry, he says. We're not able to take off. Air control says there's no airspace at the moment. You're going to have to wait. And they're saying an hour. So that means there's no way we're going to get to New York in time. Sitting on the plane again, he says, hold on, they've rang me up or contacted him. He says, 15 minutes, we're going. Get into your seats, get the belts on, get ready to go. And so he got the engine fired up again. This time away we went. Now it was still tight, still tight. But we arrived in Newark, in New York Airport. And coming in, well, it was close, but I thought we were going to make it. And then he says, somebody has parked a plane at the gate. I said it must have been a woman pilot, didn't know how to park. But if you've seen me parking in the car park on a Sunday morning, the fellas joked me that I must have a trailer on. There's about 6 foot between me and the wall, so can't say that about the ladies this evening. Somebody had left the plane where the gate was, and so we had to wait an hour 20 minutes. Got the plane in, got off the plane as quick as we could. In fact, you could lose your testimony in a situation like this. As quick as we could. Got to the desk, the airline, and said, what about the plane to Dublin? Sorry, you're too late. Now, the plane was still there, but the door was closed and the gate was shut. And it wouldn't matter if you had been Richard Branson, no matter how much money you had, no matter what you had, there's no way you're getting on that plane. And we missed the plane. And some of you are doing that with eternity. Something's holding you back and something's hindering you and something's stopping you from coming to the Lord. And it's going to come to the stage in your life when you're going to come and say, I'd like to get saved now, and the door is going to be closed. Because we read of it in Scripture. There came a point in Noah's day when God shut the ark. And only Noah and his family were saved. There came a point when the Lord will close the door. Death can close the door. His coming will close the door. He can even have the door closed and still be alive, because he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. In other words, you can resist and turn your back on the Lord so many times, you become so hardened to the gospel, the Lord says, I'm just going to let them go to hell. And you get to the door and the door's shut and you have absolutely no opportunity. Thank God tonight the door's open. Thank God tonight there's opportunity for you to be saved, to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to know your sins forgiven, to know your names in heaven, and to know that no matter what happens, come what may, all's well with your soul. Will you trust the Lord tonight? What a night it would be in Rathfarnham Baptist if you were to come to Christ tonight. Let's just bow in a moment's prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the testimony this evening. We thank you, Lord, for a soul saved. And Lord, we thank you for thy word. Indeed, man dieth and wasteth away. Man giveth up the ghost. And Lord, there's nothing we can do about death. But Lord, then comes the question, where is he? And Lord, we pray tonight there'll be those in the meeting who will think about this. Jesus has been to Calvary, he has died, he has risen again. The price has been paid, the remedy's there, and it's absolutely free. Lord, tonight we pray that those who are lingering and hindering and see all the obstacles in the way, Lord, tonight they'll realize that this is their night. This is their time. This is their opportunity. And Lord, we do pray that they will reach out by faith and touch the Lord as he goes by and be saved by your matchless grace. Lord, do a miracle in Rathfarnham Baptist tonight. May someone pass from death unto life and be born again of the Spirit of God. And Lord, we do ask it in our Saviour's precious name. Amen.